Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs highlighting research on the campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is John Hajumaku, and he's from the Department of Marketing and Management in the College of Business. John, welcome.
I'm delighted to be here, Keith.
What do you do over there in the way of original research?
I would like to talk about the overall theme of my research, which is international marketing strategy. Mainly, I'm interested in two areas of research. I'm looking at emerging market firms and how they can be successful in developed markets. Also, I'm looking at the idea of inward internationalization. For example, we started looking at firms from countries like Romania, China, and other developing markets, and how they can be successful in larger, more competitive markets, because that's where they are going to make most of their money. So how do they take their products and services from these smaller markets that are growing and then sell them or market them in these larger, more competitive markets? What we found out, even though marketing would tell us that most firms to be successful need to differentiate themselves from other competitors, that's the general idea behind marketing. What we found out about these firms in particular is that they can be more successful in developed markets by following what successful firms in those markets actually do. So look at their larger competitors that are successful in those markets and pretty much follow similar strategies, which, if you think about it, goes against what we preach in marketing.
I don't know what you preach in marketing.
Differentiation, low cost, different products and so forth.
Well, there's a difference, at least from my point of view, about the actual cost. That's one thing that clearly they're going to be cheaper if they're lucky.
Right.
But it's the marketing. I mean, is that not part of advertising and all the rest of this?
Sure. Larger firms, usually they have the branding that is important to them and they have their known brands. These firms from emerging markets, they have brands that nobody knows about. And to be able to develop those brands into successful ones, they have to spend a lot of money. And unfortunately, they don't have those resources.
Give us one single example of a company that the listeners may know and say how they've made an inroad into North America.
Right. Well, let me ask you one question. Can you think of any Chinese brands here in the U.S.?
No.
Okay. There are some, but people don't know about them simply because
Chinese restaurants, that's not,
right,
that's not a brand.
Right. There are some, but people don't know about them because nobody knows about these brands. Lenovo is a good example of a company that has been relatively successful in the U.S. market. So how did they enter the U.S. market? By acquiring a successful brand. That brand,
so they
of course,
buy their way in.
Yes, that's
saying.
One way to do that,
right.
Is to buy their way in. If you cannot develop your own successful brand, then what do? You buy one.
I would like to thank John Hajumaku from the Department of Marketing and Management in the College of Business. This has been an episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.